This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Moscow began distributing the Sputnik V COVID-19 shot via 70 clinics on Saturday. It's Russia's first mass vaccination against the disease, according to the city's coronavirus task force. The task force said the Russian-made vaccine would first be made available to doctors and other medical workers, teachers and social workers, because they run the highest risk of exposure to the disease. Moscow is the epicenter of Russia's coronavirus outbreak. The city registered 7,993 new cases overnight. That's up from 6,868 a day before, and well above the daily tallies of around 700 seen in early September. Russia has developed two COVID-19 vaccines. Final trials for both have yet to be completed. Scientists have raised concerns about the speed at which Russia has worked, giving the regulatory go-ahead for its vaccines and launching mass vaccinations before full trials to test its safety and efficacy have been completed. Russia as a whole reported 28,782 new infections on Saturday. That's its highest daily tally. It pushes the national total to 2,431,731. That's the fourth highest in the world. The world caseload for COVID-19 has reached 65,862,427, with a death toll of 1,518,096. In the United States, which leads the world in both infections and death toll, there have been 14,367,459 cases. 278,872 Americans have lost their lives to COVID-19. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Indonesia has lodged a formal protest with Britain after a UK-based separatist leader announced an interim government in exile for the rest of Papua province. Benny Wenda, the leader of a pro-independence group, this week declared himself the president of a new interim government in Papua, but an infuriated Jakarta dismissed his claim. Indonesia's foreign ministry on Friday summoned the British ambassador to convey strong protest over Benny Wenda's statements and activities, according to a ministry spokesman. The British embassy did not comment. Mineral-rich Papua, Indonesia's easternmost province, has been dealing for decades with a low-level separatist insurgency, as well as poverty and communal tensions. Argentina's Senate passed a tax on about 12,000 of the country's richest people on Friday to pay for coronavirus measures, including medical supplies and relief for the poor and small businesses. The government of President Alberto Fernandez hopes to raise $3.75 billion with the tax. Argentina's population of 44 million has been badly hit by the coronavirus, with more than 1.4 million cases and over 39,500 deaths. That's according to figures collected by Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. A federal judge ruled Friday that the Trump administration must begin accepting new applications for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. It's a program that protects people brought to the United States as undocumented children. It protects them from deportation. U.S. District Judge Nicholas Garalfis found that a memo issued in July by the acting Department of Homeland Security secretary was invalid. The memo suspended new applications to the program. Garalfis said the government has 3 days to post a public notice that the new DACA applications are being accepted. He also gave the government 1 month to provide a status report on the program. President Donald Trump tried to end the DACA program that was enacted in 2012 by his predecessor, President Barack Obama. But the Supreme Court ruled in June that the Trump administration did not follow proper procedures in shutting it down. The Tokyo Organizing Committee and Japan's national government say the cost of the postponement for the Tokyo Olympics could reach about $2.8 billion, the high figures in line with estimates that have been made in Japan since the Olympics were postponed 8 months ago. About two-thirds of the costs are being picked up by two government entities, with the other one-third going to the privately funded Organizing Committee. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.